Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, Keyshawn Johnson really, really likes the Texans. He was doing a show with Lopez's best friend, brother from another mother, Skip Bayless, and this is what he had to say about the Houston Texans.
It just put Texas in a different area code with the rest of the AFC. They right there now, right underneath that Kansas City Chiefs team. They right underneath that. They jump in front of Baltimore for me.
Do they?
Yes, they do. They acquired Joe Mixon via trade. We already saw the rookie of the year in CJ Stroud. He's only going to get better. He's not all of a sudden getting ready to turn into Scott Mitchell. That's not happening.
No.
Okay. Tank Dell, get back healthy.
He should.
Nico Collins has gotten to the point where he understands the National Football League and what it's going to take to be good.
He was really good last year.
Okay. Dalton Schultz has figured it out.
Yeah.
So you start looking at that.
Danielle Hunter.
You look at the defensive side of the ball. You just look at this young team, man. I'll put them right underneath the Kansas City Chiefs and above the Baltimore Ravens. And I know people, what about the New York Jets? What about the New York Jets? I don't even know what them old dudes. Let's see what they turn out to be.
Yeah.
Buffalo, they rebuilding now. Okay, Josh Allen wasn't Josh Allen until they got Stephon Diggs. He don't have Stephon Diggs no more. So now you got to go out there and find another Stephon Diggs to make Josh Allen comfortable. Okay, your defense is totally different. So that's a different situation.
They did sign Curtis Samuel, who's pretty good. But is he Stephon? No.
He ain't Stephon Diggs.
He's not.
Period. This team in Houston, I'm just checking out the division. They might run away with that division.
Pretty much everything he said I agree with a couple of little qualifiers. I would put them maybe even with the Ravens not ahead of them, maybe slightly below, whatever you think. But other than that, and maybe a couple of little things, like I said, this is what the story is with these Texans, man. I mean, this is what it is. They're right there.
Run away with the division, though.
And maybe that's the other one.
It might be competitive.
I think it's going to be competitive from Jacksonville.
And
who knows on Indy, and definitely not from Tennessee.
And Jacksonville's in a weird spot.
Yeah.
Really interesting. Michael Lombardi, he has takes on the AFC South, and Bobby Slovic. Yeah, you heard me right. Here is Mike Lombardi talking about the AFC South and Bobby Slovic.
Are they right about Will Levis? That's what it really comes down to. Are they right about Will Levis? And is he going to be the player they need him to become? They still have to repair their offensive line, which wasn't very good. Jacksonville's in the same question. They're year four of Trevor Lawrence's deal. And they're asking the question, when are we going to get this player to be the guy we
last
saw?
Last year was it.
Yeah.
Last year it was gone, then he got hurt, and then boom, bad. Then he got bad.
90, you know, he's had 91 career starts, college and pro, and you know you're waiting for that moment to come through. He's never averaged. This is remarkable about Trevor Lawrence. He's never averaged over 7.1 yards per attempt in a passing game. And on first down, he only averages 7.3, whereas Brock Purdy averages 10.3 on first down.
No,
so Brock, that's the best down to throw the football on. So to me, they got to figure out a way to get Trevor Lawrence to throw this ball up the field. And that's been a big issue. So the South is going to be fun. I mean, that's what Stroud does such a good job of in the offense that he's working with, the Slovak offense. They get it up the field. They make explosive plays.
I enjoyed it.
Slovak. Bobby Slovak.
Slovak. But as soon as he said Slovak, I knew that was Slower. A combo for Slovak.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I knew. I was on a roll there for a while.
Hey, it'll come. People will learn their names. Remember Jonathan Greenard? Who called him Greenard? Something like
John
that?
John Greenard.
That was him.
That was him too?
It was Lombardi, yeah. And then McAfee made fun of it, so he calls him that now. And I think McClain thinks that McAfee's serious.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, McClain calls the groin a groan.
He does?
You never heard that? He's like, he's got a pulled groan.
No, he doesn't.
Multiple times. 713.
I've heard him say groin.
713-572-4610.
Groan?
Groan. Am I right? He was dealing with that groan. People have things they like to say.
Here's more from Lombardi talking about the Texans, the state of the Texans, and his buddy Nick Caserio after the Diggs trade.
This is the residual effects of the great trade they made to get to Deshaun Watson. All these draft picks, the maneuvering they've been able to do. They were able to go back up and get another first-round pick to pick Stroud. So this is kind of all coming together. And I think this deal is more reflective of it gives them a veteran presence on the outside. Diggs doesn't have to be the number one receiver down there, right? I mean, Tank Dell can be a really good player, is a really good player for him. Nico Collins is their playmaker, too. So he kind of fits in, and then mix it in the backfield.
Schultz.
They've added 12 new players on defense, too, to go along with this. They've only added 3 new players on offense. So they've been very active. And I think they realize that their opportunity is with this young quarterback to continue to get the team better on the rookie contract.
The only thing there that I think is false, and you've heard me talking about this, is he may not have to be the number one wide receiver, but he is going to be the number one wide receiver, at least until anybody starts proving otherwise. And that's the beauty of this deal as well, that you can find that out. You can find out on Nico Collins this year before going into the season without another wide receiver and finding out that he's not, or Tank even, that he's not. Now you got that buffer. You got that cushion.
Yeah, you got that, and you also got Nico Collins and Tank Dell, who you feel pretty good about.
Yeah, and you'll find out.
You throw him in the mix.
Yeah.
You feel good about that. What about Daniel Jeremiah? What do you think Daniel Jeremiah thinks about this? Let's get the Bills' point of view from Daniel Jeremiah, the king of the draft. Here's what he had to say about it.
I will say, in this draft and probably every draft going forward, there's a zillion receivers. So they can get guys. They can get guys at the bottom of the first round where they're picking. They can get guys in the middle rounds that'll come in there with Josh Allen. And, you know, I think they're going to be okay. I think Josh Allen is a truck. When we were just talking about trucks and trailers, I think he'll make others better. And this is just the reality of what the league is right now. When you pay these guys, you saw it with Mahomes, and they had to make a decision on Tyreek Hill, and he goes away. You saw it this year with the Chargers, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, they're gone. They're going to have to rely on younger players and expect your young stud quarterback who you've paid to elevate those guys. And I think the same thing is true there in Buffalo. And, you know, Diggs he's a stud, but his play has tailed off a little bit.
Yeah.
And when you get to 30 and you're paying that much money at that position, when you already have the quarterback paid, I almost think it's looked at as a luxury.
See, look, it's fine to think that, but I also feel a lot of times you're kind of parroting what the team wants you to say, especially when you're a national reporter, because you deal with these people on a daily basis. You have to trust it or at least say it, because there's no way that you can say, no way that you can say Josh Allen is going to be better off. No way. 0% chance. Because you don't know what that receiver is going to be.
I mean, I've heard this case made for Deshaun, and then some people looked at the stats that he had in 2020 without Nuke and said, okay, see, told you.
Yeah, well.
I mean.
There's no way.
Mop-up duty, whatever.
Yeah.
New jersey numbers for the Texans. Kenyon Green's changing his number. He's no longer going to wear number 59. How do you feel about that?
I feel good about it. I don't know. Well, as good as you can about a jersey, because at least it's symbolizing a kind of a fresh start, and we never wanted him in D'Amico's number.
Per KPRC, Stephon Diggs, he had to pay Jimmy Ward 100 racks. That's $100,000 for jersey number one.
100 racks?
100,000.
Yeah? That's cool.
100,000. 100K.
This is just like found money for Jimmy Ward. 100 Kerr. Yeah, I heard the other ones. This is like found money for Jimmy Ward. He made out great. He didn't really care that much about that number. I'll ask him. We'll ask him next time. Was it really that important? Because numbers can be very, very important to players. He was 25 and 20 almost his whole career until he switched.
And you get a free $100,000.
Get $100,000.
He's chilling, man. That's sick.
Yeah.
Props to him. Jeff Okuda's wearing number 11 at corner. You can't be bad and wear number 11.
That's a good point. I was kind of indifferent on that until you
said
that.
Can't do that, sir.
Yeah.
Sorry. The Rock, he was at WrestleMania. WrestleMania's in Philadelphia. He was late to his appearance in front of a bunch of WWE fans.
Mm-hmm.
And he had an explanation to the people of Philadelphia as to why he was late.
Rock was a little late. Is that why you were booing? Why was The Rock late? You want to know why The Rock was late? Are you sure? You want to know why The Rock was late? He was watching YouTube, watching Jalen Hurts lose in the playoffs again. You boo because it's the truth. Now, The Rock has shown up. You got greatness in front of you. You stand there, shut your mouth, and enjoy the ride that The Rock has taken you on.
I love the guy laughing at his villainous. A little drive-by on Jalen Hurts, but I like that. That's him.
Rashee Rice, apparently the cops found when he fled the scene from the accident, in which no one was seriously hurt. They found 10.8 grams of marijuana in the car. How are you going to leave the weed behind, man?
I don't understand that part.
I mean, if there's ever been a time to smoke it, you just cheated death. Spending your entire life
hurting
bars.
Someone else. Really, seriously,
you're already committed to leaving. Your boys got bags. They clearly got something in there. Don't know what it is.
Yeah,
I mean, brother, you gotta get the 10.8 grams.
I was just thinking
of
that
dodo.
I can't believe that wasn't the first thing they thought of. Dude, grab the weed.
I mean, there might have been things that would be worse.
Well, sure, and they grabbed them.
Where's the Molly?
Yeah, whatever it might have been. They grabbed them. Why couldn't they not do that?
Yeah, the weed.
And it's going to, like, the littlest thing is going to end up biting him.
And maybe he had it in his pocket, and when the car spun, it dropped.
Maybe.
So maybe, like, dropped in between, like, the...
Mm-hmm.
You ever find, like, some old weed? You'd just be like, man, I forgot I had that.
I don't smoke weed. Nothing against weed, but...
No, I'm just saying.
I like weed, but...
It's like, you ever find, like, a $20 bill? Of course, though.
Yep. French fries.
Probably buy a big screen TV with all the loose money in your couch.
French fries. I find those.
Oh, yeah. You just find extra French fries?
Between the seats or
but
whatever.
You're like, damn, I just found a 20 in my pocket. I didn't know I had that.
Yeah.
Best feeling.
You ever find weed that you didn't know you had?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Pretty good feeling, huh?
Oh, yeah. Although it's kind of a little bit dry, but you just kind of just got to.
So if you, like, don't smoke weed, Chris, you can weigh in on this. If you don't smoke, like let's say you leave some weed somewhere on a shelf.
Yeah.
For like 6 or 8 months. Does it go bad?
I mean, it gets hard, but you can still crush it up and smoke it.
It lose its...
It doesn't hit the same.
It does. It doesn't hit the same.
Hypothetically? No.
Yeah.
Hypothetically?
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably doesn't hit the same.
I always wondered that.
I don't know, man. Uh-huh. One time I found, and look, this is whatever. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
my stepdad died. So my stepdad died. God rest his soul. And there... We were in the closet. It was probably like a few months later. And, man, pain in the ass, he left behind. Good God, dude, you hoarder. but anyway, it was like go through his suits. He was a lot shorter than me, but it was like, okay, well, maybe I can pull off some of these coats and check it out because he was a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm going through like his suit jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And like in one of these suit pockets, like the chest pocket. The chest pocket. I open it up. I'm like, what? Holy crap. Probably like. I mean, it was more than Rashee Rice had.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was more than Rashee Rice had. And I was like, damn, dude, but it looked kind of old and sticky.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, we'll have to see how this goes.
I'll be the judge of that.
Might not be great. Doesn't look like the most impressive display that I've ever seen, but this might work out. So I called my boy, and it was the day before Madden came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this was one of the best Maddens ever. I think it was one with Michael Vick on it.
Okay.
That's like an iconic Madden. I forget what year that was. Y'all can help me out, Loophole. Shout out to the Loopholes if you listen to all of them.
07, maybe?
Maybe something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That might have been Mike Vick on Madden. That would have been. I don't think it would have been around this time. Maybe because I was in town.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Vick Madden.
04.
Yeah, yes. That makes sense. Yes, it was 04. 100% 04. So I called my boy because it was the day. It was the day Madden was going to drop, where back in the day you had to go to GameStop at midnight and you go get Madden. So I got, I'm like, man, bro, we got this. I got the, you won't believe this.
I got to find. I got to find.
So I show him the sack. My boy, but two friends come over and one of them's like, all right, man, let's go to the baseball fields before. And we're lighting up. Like, we're just rolling up. Bleezy after bleezy.
You did it at the baseball fields?
Yeah, so we're like, let's go to the baseball fields. Well, because we had to kill time before
before
the Madden drop. So it's like 10:30, whatever, we're at the baseball fields.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like just absolute trash weed. Yeah. And we're smoking. And, man, we went and got Madden.
I
felt like I was skateboarding to go see Madden, and we played it, and we thought it sucked so bad I was gonna take it back the next day. We played it for like 3 hours, and we're like, man, this sucks. So we all just went to bed, and then we woke up, and it was like the best game we've ever played. We're like, okay, this was some pretty good weed, but it made like the best Madden ever suck.
Maybe I was a little hasty. Just a little bit hasty.
The GameStop drops, man. Yeah. You got all the people outside. Somebody wearing their jerseys.
There was a feature about that on TV a couple of days ago.
About what the GameStop drops used to be like?
Yeah, that used to be like, yeah.
Man, we thought it was trash.
Well, the weed wasn't.
We just thought it was just the worst game ever. That Mike Vick. That was wild.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day. The Deshaun Watson trade... It's starting to get thrown out there. You said it. I saw someone else say it online as well. Are you really ready to say that this could perhaps be Herschel Walker trade-like?
I do. I think it's going to go down side by side with one of the biggest fleecings in NFL history. So the Herschel Walker trade, they had Aikman and they had Michael Irvin, right? And... they ended up getting, by trading Herschel Walker, Emmitt Smith, a defensive lineman selected in the top three, number one overall, Russell Maryland, a veteran running back that could be in the rotation with Emmitt Smith, Alonzo Highsmith, Kevin Smith, cornerback, Darren Woodson.
Number 26, number 28.
Yeah, Darren Woodson, safety, and some other players that ended up being mostly inconsequential. All right, so you already had, keep in mind, you already had Emmitt and Troy Aikman. Emmitt Smith, Russell Maryland, Alonzo Highsmith, Kevin Smith, and Darren Woodson. The Texans are going to end up with that Deshaun Watson trade, Stephon Diggs, Will Anderson, Tank Dell, Damian Pierce, Kenyon Green, whatever, a second, fourth, fifth, and sixth still to come. I don't see how, like, this could end up being, again, depending on how these players end up playing and what the Cowboys win, three Super Bowls, whatever it was, and we don't know about that, but in terms of, like, the value player for player and the picks still to come, yeah, I think it's in that neighborhood.
Never would have happened either if he hadn't won it out, so are you going to thank your boy Jack? I know you are both Aggies now.
No, we're not. No, we're not. I am. He's not.
He's a whooper now.
No, he's not a whooper.
He's a whooper.
No, he's a vulture. A whooper is a whooping crane. He's a vulture. No, I'm not going to thank Jack. Like, because of Jack, and I think because of fans and media and people in the building realizing what he is and pestering and pestering and pestering the Texans about this dude is toxic, is why this happened. Not because we should be thanking him.
Yeah.
Because he was so bad.
It was, I think it's more about Caserio dealing with the card he's been dealt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hanging on to it, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he deserves a lot of credit for that.
Caserio and D'Amico. But Caserio is on the biggest role.
D'Amico didn't have to go through the mud.
He did not.
D'Amico did not have to deal with that. D'Amico kind of had, D'Amico inherited.
And have a pre-existing relationship with him.
Yeah. Like, if we're talking about inherited situations, D'Amico actually inherited a pretty good one.
Oh, for sure.
Now, it's 20 times better because he's here. And there's no one else that you would rather have, but he came into a situation where
Nick was kind of in a kind of a very tricky place.
But I'm talking about when Nick came here, yeah. It was ass. Deshaun wanted to be traded. You had the POS. You had the bad contracts. You had to go 50 mil dead cap 1 year.
Yeah.
When D'Amico got here, you have the number 2 pick in the draft. You have the number 12 pick in the draft. Mm-hmm. You have the number 33 pick in the draft.
No, that's why he came here.
Salary cap space, all that. Yeah.
That's why he came here.
So, but yeah, them as a team. Goodness gracious. Shout out to Nick for dealing with what he's dealt with. The slime off. This one's going to be wild. So we have Brandon Scott, Sean Pendergast, some NFL media type, and then myself, John Lopez, and a member of the Houston Rockets. This is going to be a Royal Rumble.
You're reaching on mine.
Of all. No, yeah. I'm not.
Royal Rumble.
Pretty much next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is time for the slime.
It's time for the weekly slime.
Slime season.
The biggest displays of weekly slimery.
Man, you going to hell on scholarship.
As decided by your favorite H-Town hosts and the loopholes.
Man, look at this slime ball.
This is the Friday Slime Off on Sports Radio 610.
All right, contestant one. We got some Sports Radio 610 folk nominated for this, including a couple people in this room. Let's start, though, with Jim Nagy. He's an NFL guy. He's one of those guys who talks to scouts. This is what he told Peter Schrager about DJ Burns. I mean, you tell me after this.
a buddy of mine who's a scout that lives in the Research Triangle there in North Carolina, really close to Raleigh. His hope was NC State gets bounced in the first round or in the first couple rounds. Yep. And then he was going to try to sneak in and get over there and work him on himself and, you know, stash the guy away and sign him after the draft. He's all like, right. Well, now that's not in the cards.
Okay. So your buddy was going to have a secret training session with DJ Burns.
His whatever. Buddy is telling him how smart he is. Right, I knew about him before anybody else.
All right, dude.
Yeah.
Whatever you slimy. Say. Yeah, that's
you know, I had a secret a scout. Tryout already worked.
Yeah, a scout. I blew his cover.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Honorable mention this week is John Lopez sending me and Figgy, who he speaks to every day and has a group text with, a email with lowercase letters saying sign or share.
It looked
exactly like spam.
Letters.
Looked exactly like spam.
Did not.
And then trying to call us out as if we like ignored some sort of charity or something like that.
See, this is
one. There's one J. Yeah, the S is not either join or share question mark.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Would you like to join me or can you share this link that I'm attaching? Like this is,
and then just a whole list of things. Howdy, y'all.
This is Landry trying to justify ignoring an email from me. It said John Lopez.
Why would we ever email each other? Unless we know exactly what we're saying. Why would you and me ever email each other?
We do email each
other. John, we text each other. We talk. 25% of our day, when you combine the preparation, this is talking.
Yes.
Why would you ever email me?
Because I wanted
to. Chris, do you email people that you talk to on the reg?
No.
Okay, but this
is that?
This
an is email, and it's titled "Join or Share."
This is how. So you don't read your emails.
I read my emails when they're important, but I also get a lot of spam emails.
Yeah,
and I also get spam emails from people who look like they're real emails and look like they're real people.
You know my email, and it said John Lopez, and this is you justifying ignoring an email that I sent you. By the way, I do want to mention it's for the Carry the Load. Memorial Day morning, 7 a.m. Join us at Fire Station number 8. I have it on my Twitter account because Landry didn't share. He ignored my email, although you reshared yesterday when you were guilty about it. Felt guilty about it. It's really cool.
You emailed me, join or share.
It's for people
that
have
insane.
Lost loved ones and family members and friends.
All right.
Fallen military heroes and fallen first
right.
responders. I'm just
turning
it out
into
there.
A damn infomercial.
Because I want people to join us. Because Sean got the email. He's joining us.
Well, you don't talk to Sean. You don't talk to Sean 6 hours a day.
Well, not 6 hours.
You see him for 5 minutes, and then maybe I'll have a casual text, or he tweets at you every once in a while.
Yeah, he got the email.
6 hours a day, and you're texting me during the day.
It was the exact...
Join or share.
Exact same email I sent you. He opened.
How about a text?
The big boss opened. Parker opened. Other people opened, but you ignored it.
You don't talk to them.
I talked to them all. So join us May 25th,
Figgy
7 a.m.
ignored too.
Fire Station 8 downtown.
So that's honorable mention, believe it or not. It might get real heated in here. Good Lord. That's honorable mention. Contestant number one, this is Brandon Scott. This was last week. Mm-hmm. I asked for bold Astros predictions, but I didn't want him to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think Brandon Scott is a credible guy. I think he's one of the most credible guys in town. But saying stuff like this, and then what we saw a few days later, a little bit slimy.
Jose Altuve turns into an intelligent base runner.
Come on, man. And this come on, man.
This is playing.
Oh, my God.
See if you can come with me
on this. Get out of here with
this
that.
This is why. Wanting to be more intentional about them running the bases.
You
all right?
are crazy.
I think
man.
Part of the problem with Jose Altuve, they stopped being aggressive base running team. And Jose Altuve, he's got some autonomy. He's able to swing at whatever pitch he wants. Mm-hmm. He's able to run whenever he wants. And so he's just out there like a bat out of hell.
Gets picked off a lot.
And just does silly things. He's out there kind of left to his own devices. Yeah. I feel like if there's going to be a more organized, orchestrated base running plan because of Joe Espada, then he should become a more intelligent base runner, maybe return back to what he was in his previous days. He still got the athleticism and the speed to do
this
it,
guy.
Even at 33 or 4, whatever he is.
My thing with that is I could see him trying to steal more bases, but when you the way you framed it as intelligent.
Or not get picked off.
Or intelligent is where I have a problem.
Yeah. What is B. Scott?
Intelligent
doing?
Would be an issue what on was the base
that?
Running.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, that was a reach.
That's contestant number one. Contestant.
Oh, this is going to be strong.
Number two.
It's going to be strong.
I honestly thought that my mind was playing tricks on me. I was in the prep studio. I was listening to Payne and Pendergast, which you should every morning, 6 to 10 a.m. I heard some audio, really poor quality audio, windy, all that. Mm-hmm. And I asked Lopez, I said, who the hell is that?
Yeah.
He said, I think that's Sean. I was like, well, he's right there. He goes, yeah, but that's Sean. Sean kicked it to himself in audio form.
Yeah.
And it was worse quality. It wasn't like they were going back to see like what they said or anything like that.
Yeah.
They were literally discussing something. It would be like, yeah, and it would be like me earlier in the show. Yeah, Michael Lombardi said this about the AFC South. And then you go to Michael Lombardi. Sean Pendergast literally kicked it to himself. Yeah,
let's hear what I have to say about
this. And worse quality audio.
Let's hear what I have to say about this.
So it comes down to, what is your definition of the word contender? Are they in the top quartile of the league? I'd say yes.
Yes.
I'd say yes. I would say they're in the top 8 teams in terms of Super Bowl odds right now.
Close to it, man. Close to it. All right. Thought number 3 from my getting into the truck video yesterday. This is where I kind of tap the brakes and tamp things back a little bit.
Wait to hear this guy.
Stephon Diggs.
Number 3. Got to pump the brakes a little bit. The reason why Stephon Diggs was so inexpensive probably had to do with issues behind the scenes. I'm not that worried about that. I think you hire a coach like D'Amico Ryans and you import leadership and draft leaders to have people to lead. So I think Stephon Diggs, I'm optimistic that behind the scenes here,
let's hear what I had
he'll
to say.
Fit in just fine, and there's plenty of leadership in that building to make sure there's no cancerous traits to Stephon Diggs in the locker room.
All right.
I think that's the...
All right. Good job, me. That's a contender. That's a contender.
What was going on there? Santiago, yeah. Is this weird to you too?
I can't stop laughing, man. Ben, kick it to Pendergast 4.
Yeah, and make it windy. Make it worse quality. Landry Locker, John Lopez. All right, Figgy Fig, Santiago in for Figgy Fig here on Sports Radio 610. So here's my thing about the Stephon Diggs thing and the trade. Well, let's kick it to me.
Well, you know, I really think that the extra trade compensation that they got with the Minnesota Vikings really should be factored in.
That's Landry Locker there. That's a pretty good point.
He's
right good, there.
He knows his stuff. I mean, I know my stuff.
Now, we're not off the hook, though.
No.
Because some might say we might have been rude. Mm-hmm. To Sean and Seth when the Diggs news dropped.
Now, this one I will accept.
Okay, this
I'm
was
I'm not going to apologize for it,
so
I will accept.
9:57, 9:56, the Diggs trade dropped, which meant that In the Loop had one of those magical
day.
Rip the rundown days.
Yep.
We had to do some crosstalk, though.
Mm-hmm. Before we got started.
But we didn't have time to hear other opinions.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
All righty.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh.
I've been saying it. They got something else coming down the pike. How do you feel about Stephon Diggs traded
Shut
to
up.
The Texans?
All right, no. Yesterday was April Fool's Day or 2 days ago. No, there's no way in hell.
Wow. Adam Schefter. The Bills are
Shut up.
The Bills are finalizing a trade to send 4-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans for draft pick compensation.
Okay, I need to know what the draft pick compensation is.
Yeah, we all
is.
Do.
Yeah.
What? Are you kidding me? Holy crap. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a good reaction right there.
Wow.
Whoa.
That is huge.
Yeah.
That is huge.
I'm against this trade. What the hell?
I'm against this trade.
Oh, my God. Okay. Is Seth's mic just
Oh, look,
cut
it's
off?
10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock.
Oh, look at the clock.
Okay. something happened
Are you
to
guys
Seth's
done
mic.
Yet?
All right, I guess we are done.
Antibodies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Blah, blah, blah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. K-I-L-T, H-C-2.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Okay. Thanks, teammates.
Yeah, well.
All right.
You're welcome.
Was that rude?
I felt a little bad, but I'm pretty much unapologetic. I wanted to get rolling, man. It was dropping in our laps.
Yeah.
But it was a little rude.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a little rude.
I feel like that was more you than me.
It was more me than you.
I was saying bye, though.
Yeah, but you did that. You know what? You added a nice little exclamation point.
Bye-bye.
That was very much an exclamation point.
All right, so here's the contestants. Mm-hmm. Cuss and discuss this amongst ourselves. Jim Nagy, the weird scout. I think he's safe.
Yeah.
I think he's safe. Mm-hmm. Brandon Scott, for acting like Jose Altuve could somehow become a good base runner.
Wild take. Not a great take. But not slime ball. I'm going to eliminate him, too.
All right.
And there were two.
Sean Pendergast playing his own audio. Mm-hmm. And John Lopez cutting off Sean Pendergast after the news.
And here's what I want to do. We need a neutral observer.
Chris. We need Chris.
Sean playing his own audio or Landry. I mean, me and Landry. Bye-bye.
I'm going to go with Sean playing his own audio, man. Because, I mean, it was tight. In the Loop started by then. So it was just like, yeah, y'all got to get y'all show rolling. You know? Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, playing your own audio, that's that's funny, man.
It wasn't like he was, like, reflecting. He was literally kicking it to the points.
I just
can't. And it was worse quality.
I feel like.
Can we hear him kick it to it one more time?
Yeah.
Cause I want to I'm leaning Lopez right now. I thought that was
Lopez. You're too.
Well, I mean
don't downplay your bye bye.
All right, let me just hear this kick to it, and if it's maybe I'm being a little bit too. Let me hear this.
All right, thought number three from my getting into the truck video yesterday. This is where I kind of tap the brakes and tamp things back a little bit. On Stephon Diggs.
Number three. Got to pump the brakes a little bit.
So here's the other angle of this, too. Because, I came up in the game as a producer. So I am very producer friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you need some work, and I understand when they have to do work and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Part of me is just... I've laughed about this to myself 6 times yesterday just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Part of me has to wonder what it was like for Ben Gary, who does a lot of the stuff for Sean and Seth, when Sean sent him his audio and said, yeah, can you cut this up? I'll need 5 cuts of my 5 opinions about the Stephon Diggs trade. And then Sean, like, on the air, all right, let's go to cut 1 for me.
All right, I'm going to do something here a little bit unorthodox. I feel like you and I have to recuse ourselves from this vote. Chris has already voted Sean. The next 3 callers are going to determine it. Chris has opened the phone.
All right.
713-572-4610.
713-572-4610. Yeah, we were jerks.
We were jerks. Yeah. I'm not going to apologize for it because it was fun.
Yeah.
And it was important for us. So screw that.
So it'll be rapid fire 713-572-4610.
Sean or us?
Yeah, Sean or us.
Because... I just want to be fair. You know, we all pride ourselves on that. I feel like we're a strong contender, so I don't want to just say, yeah, Sean, and just dump it on him, the slime ball this week. 713-572-4610. I will say this, though, before we start taking these calls. I would have voted for Sean, but I'm also biased.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a lot of calls on this. All right, Sean are in the loop. Sean are in the loop. Go ahead.
John and Landry.
All right, so John and Landry. There's a dub.
Yeah.
Or a vote. All right, Sean or me and John?
You and John.
All right. I mean, come on, man. What is this? What, y'all hate listening? All right, me and John or Sean?
It's going to be Sean, man.
All right. Okay. It's going to be tight here. That's 2-2.
All right, you got Sean or you got John and Landry? Go ahead.
It's definitely both of you guys.
Oh, man.
It's not even close.
Oh, not even close.
Not even close.
All right, Sean or John and Landry?
John and Landry.
Yeah, that pretty much wraps it up.
That's wrapping it up. All right, Sean or John and Landry? Go ahead.
John and Landry.
Yeah,
we're dominating.
No, I'm sorry that I was being fair.
All right, Sean or John and Landry?
Oh, okay. So first, like, I think it takes a special type of slime to play your own audio. And then secondly, I just want to quickly say, and nobody's talking about that guy. This is J.O., by the way, Landry. We talk a lot on YouTube. I know text. And So DJ Stroud actually knows how to manage multiple star wide receivers because of what he did at Ohio State. So, like, Stephon Diggs coming in and everyone thinking, oh, Malcolm, you know, he's not going to get the ball. DJ Stroud made sure that Marvin Harrison, Emeka, Buka, Garrett Wilson, all those guys, which are guys if you think about it, if we have a comp, Nico Collins. I'm not saying Nico Collins is Marvin Harrison, but comp to him, Hank Dell, comp to Garrett Wilson, or more so maybe Stephon Diggs, comp to Garrett Wilson. And then the guy, Jackson Smith and Jigba, maybe we comp that to
Yeah, he's right. He has mm-hmm. managed receivers. All right, mm-hmm. let's just – you're going Sean and John – Landry and John or Sean?
Sean.
Oh, it's getting closer. Right,
it's getting a little closer.
I think we're still leading up.
Yeah, we lost.
Yeah.
All right, Landry and John or Sean?
Landry and John.
These are our loopholes. These are our loopholes.
Are we getting hate listeners?
These are our people.
Do we have that many hate listeners?
These are our people.
Jeez, man.
Hating on y'all, man.
Sean Pendergast wins.
All right, we won, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he loses, yeah. I guess I should say.
Yeah.
So there you go. Landry Locker, John Lopez here with you, and we are slimy this week. Coming up next, John is even more pleased with Nick Caserio today than he was before, after the Stephon Diggs news dropped. We'll tell you why next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
John Lopez is more pleased with Nick Caserio today than he was yesterday following this news. You actually said that Nick Caserio is just showing off now.
He's just flexing.
What is your satisfaction with this, given the fact that now Stephon Diggs is on a one-year deal? And I've heard Jim Rome praising him as well, though they're buddies.
Yeah.
Why are you so satisfied now?
I think this is just another part of the plan that actually it covers the Texans and covers Stephon Diggs. Like getting the contract we worked, and I've seen this, I know you've seen it. Well, what do you think of the trade now that he's only a 1 year? It's only a 1 year deal. Yeah, I think it's better. A lot of people are saying, nah, I don't know, maybe. And you've actually put it in a good way. If it were just the one pick that they drafted, maybe we'd look at it differently. But because they had the two, you don't. But regardless of that, like, let me give you the last two times Stephon Diggs was in a contract year. And that's what he's in right now because of the reworking. First of all, he got another.
How far back we going?
He's had two contract years as an NFL player.
Okay.
The first one was in 2017, and he only played 14 games, and it was the best season he's had to that point in his career, given that it was 14 games. 74 catches, 900 yards, 8 touchdowns in 14 games. That was a contract year. 2020 was a contract year. He had the greatest season of his life and was a first team all pro. 127 catches. That's right, 127. 1,535 yards, 9 touchdowns, first team all pro. This is going to, you're going to get the best version of Stephon Diggs you could possibly get now.
Okay.
You have, like the whole question when we talked about it was what kind of guy is he? Is he going to fit in, et cetera, et cetera? Well, don't worry about any of that because he is. He is very motivated to have a good year, whether he signs on again with the Texans or goes elsewhere. Well, let's say he does go elsewhere. You know what having Stephon Diggs on a one-year deal does also? It lets you find out once and for all about Nico Collins and maybe even a little bit on Tank Dell.
You couldn't have done that if he were under contract?
No. Well, you could have, but now you have the out, so to speak. Like, maybe we don't need to try to re-sign him. Nico just went for 1,200 and another 105 catches, you know? And then on top of everything else, because of that, people are saying, well, is it going to change your opinion on drafting a wide receiver now this year? No, but it does next year. It does next year.
And I don't think it's a curveball to Nick. I think that's the important thing to keep in mind is it might be a curveball to us, and we wonder, could they? But just because we found it out now doesn't mean that they didn't know this. Like, mm-hmm. I would envision that this was part of their plan from the jump, like even before they agreed on the trade.
Yes.
Because according to reports, Buffalo gave him a chance to seek trades.
Mm-hmm.
So they were trying to figure something out. So it's not like the Texans traded for Stephon Diggs and then they decided, oh, wow, we got to do this. I would assume that this was something that they at least knew before.
No, I think it was part of the negotiation, either unofficially or officially. Like, we're going to bring you in. We're going to give you an extra $3.5 million. So now he's got 20, is it 22.9, 22.3, something like that, that he's getting paid this year. That's a bundle of money, but he's motivated to have a great season. And then there's also a little bit of a cap implication here, because under his old contract, had you kept it, the one that you redid, there would have been a much bigger cap hit on the Texans next year in 2025. Well, you know, Nick is always going to be conscious of that, and now you're going to have a little more flexibility. Now this the whole concept of, I don't know, I feel better about it.
Yeah, I kind of combine it with the Minnesota trade, and it doesn't look too bad. You had the extra second round pick. Now, some people say, well, why would you trade it? You know, I mean, I look at it as you had the extra, and the reason you got the extra was so you could do this.
Yes.
Like, they felt they needed a receiver. Desperate, maybe. I think, like, to a certain point, they really, really thought they needed to add a receiver, and they tried to do it with Keenan Allen. So maybe there is a certain level of desperation. Now, I hear, you could have traded whatever for Keenan Allen. You could have sweetened the deal. Well, you didn't have the extra draft picks before you made that deal. So that's the other thing. If they had just, if the Minnesota trade had never happened and they traded a second round pick, and let's say they didn't have a second round pick this year or they didn't have a second round pick next year, that would suck.
Mm-hmm.
But they have full draft equity because of the extra one they got. I think that should be taken into account. You might not. But I think the fact that you went and got an extra draft pick and that's what you gave up for Stephon Diggs, and you still have as many draft picks, you just traded back 19 spots.
Yeah.
So you basically traded back 19 spots and gave up a second round pick. And got Stephon Diggs because that second round pick you got was there. So it's really nothing if you combine the trades.
Yeah.
And I think you have to, because I think that's why they did it.
I think that's one of the reasons they
did it. This isn't if I would have told you that you could have had this. No, I think they did that because.
And they did this because of something that Nick has planned. You know, if you just look like play by play, step by step, what he did, he always had the next move in mind, and then we saw the next move. Well, this is the next move here might not be as imminent. It might be something that they're going to use next year, the fact that they only had to have him the 1 year. But trust me, it's very, very obvious that Nick Caserio didn't do this like, well, he's got us over a barrel. You know, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, they knew this was going down.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
So you're more impressed.
Yes, I am.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
What, the nickname is Nicky Buckets.
Nicky Buckets, baby. Nicky Buckets. Dude's balling. He always talks about buckets. And what? No, always. Every time he's on with Sean, just about every time he's on with Seth and Sean, he talks about these buckets that he has.
No.
Yes,
not
he does.
Always.
A lot of times. Yes.
Glenn Sterner, Ron Hughley. How you guys doing, man?
What up, fellas?
How are you? What have y'all been up to?
It's a nice little team lunch.
Okay.
Little drive lunch over to Twin Peaks down at Kirby.
Look at that. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Just a little I had a funeral this morning, boys. Mm-hmm. I want to encourage everybody out there to call your favorite coach from high school.
Oh.
Right? If you're an athlete, maybe your favorite teacher, whoever, give them a call, man. Just tell them hello. Spend a little time with them.
Yeah.
Lost Gary Harrington, man.
Man.
Baytown Lee legend over coached at Baytown Lee for 36 years. Mm-hmm. Salt of the earth gentleman. Aggie.
Yeah.
Aggie, the catcher for the won the Southwest Conference several years
ago. He is a legend in these parts.
Yeah, he great man. We had a funeral this morning.
Was it a good service?
It was great. It was great. Got to see his family.
Who gave the best speech?
The preacher was the only
one. You had to power rank it.
Well, the two boys had each one stood up and read from the Bible.
Okay.
Had a couple verses, their favorite. And then the preacher did all the speaking, so I have one choice.
Now, where were you at, man?
What was really... Oh, no.
Dress up there.
No,
man.
I'm up there. I'm up there with the rest of the players. You know what I mean?
Come on, get up there,
36
man.
Years, baby.
Get up there and make a speech.
I could have gave him some good ones.
I'll tell you what.
That's like a lot of
that's
players.
A school that has some players.
Yeah.
There were some good players out there.
A nice run. Him and Coach Hillen over there. Coach Hillen, another Aggie.
Yeah.
Actually went to Sam Houston, but big Aggie. I had two daughters that went to Aggie, to Aggieland up there, College Station. But, yeah, it was 36 years, a hell of a run, man. So. But one of them dudes that Ron said, man, was it all right? Yeah, man, one of them dudes that salt of the earth, never had a bad day.
Yeah.
I mean, funny. Every story you've ever heard about the guy's funny. And so it's one of those more of a celebration. I guess they're all celebrations to a certain extent. One of them happy celebrations.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, good day.
And then a nice lunch at Twin Peaks.
Yeah, nice lunch from the funeral to Twin Peaks.
Yeah. What'd you go with? What'd you guys go with at
Twin Peaks? I went with that old salmon.
All right.
Okay. Sam, I went with that old Sam and had me a couple of them old wolf killers.
Really, really been into the old lobster roll. They got a little.
All right.
Do they?
They got a little lobster roll.
I didn't even know that.
Bacon over the top of it.
I'll be honest with you, Lock Dog. It is. I've not had it. I've talked to about four or five people that night. The presentation is
spot on.
Okay, so they got the lobster roll.
When they set it on the table, you know it's a lobster.
I gave
roll.
It a shot. I said, let me give it a shot. A couple. Mm-hmm.
What did he go with? What did he eat half of?
Yeah.
You know what he had.
You know he had buffalo tenders, fries, and Dr. Pepper.
Them tenders are real, bro.
Tenders, fries, and Dr. Pepper, please.
All okay. Right. You get a kitty cup.
There you go.
Extra ice.
Light on the ice.
A little plastic cup with a red lid.
Hey, Dr. Pepper, man.
I got this guy yesterday. Cost me $100.
Yeah, I heard. Would he have won?
I'm not happy about it either.
What was the Steph Curry number?
26 and a half, and he scored 27.
Oh, so he would have won.
Ooh.
Tyler, you can't call yourself a gambler anymore. Y'all are right about this. You can't call yourself a gambler
anymore.
Bro,
the day before yesterday, I had 8 of 9 bets for $600.
Yeah, that's fine. That's cute. But you,
that's cute.
The fact
that's
that,
cute. You lost one last night. It's over.
The fact that you wouldn't bet on Steph Curry just because he was playing against your squad, you weren't even, I mean, I'm disappointed.
You know, being a fan with strong feelings like that isn't for everybody. There's a lot of weak-ass fandom out there, you know?
I felt good about Steph. I said, I feel good about Jalen, not as much.
There you go.
That'll cost me $100, man. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm a little more disappointed than I let you think at lunch, Tyler.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.